Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian.
America, welcome all to the legendary, rogue, and infamous Von Wiehunt Show. Our epic episode 62 tonight, with our show theme, The Mighty Guns of August. The star date of August 5th, 2021. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Never forget that. Trump won and Biden lost. We all know that to be true. Something wicked this way comes, America. We will be armed to the teeth. We will crush all enemy invaders to this nation. If they want a war, then they came to the right place. I will look at the invaders during battle with my gun pointed in their face, and I will say to them, Avidazane, you vermin swine. Avidazane, you vermin swine. You damn right. Many Benedict Arnolds are in America. Many traitors in our midst tonight. You listen to the show because I give you something. I give America what nobody else gives you. There's lots of good shows out there. Many on our side of things. The mainstream news is terrible. Terrible media on TV. Terrible. Too many rhino talk show hosts. The newspapers long ago became yellow journalism for the most part. Yeah, the Lügenpresse. And they know it. We'll give you the straight talk tonight. Right, left, or indifferent, we will give you our nationalist perspective. I will give you an America First perspective. We have a big show tonight. We're going to have a lot of callers. And we're going to have a good monologue. And it starts with lots of news out there. Athens, Greece is on fire. Athens has been evacuated. And they're telling the people to go to the coast. All the coastal areas are full of Greeks. People, there's hundreds of boats off the Greek coast. I saw the video earlier talking to a good friend of the show. And looking at Greece tonight, it looks like Dante's Inferno. You can catch it all on Twitter or gab.com or other sites. Also in the news, China is amassing ships and troops for an assault on Taiwan. Things are getting very dicey everywhere. I get lots of people who ask me, hey, when will there be a VIP guest on the show? Or you used to have a lot of interesting people. Well, we've got some lined up, but the problem is the news is so thick each week as we get closer and closer and closer to this end game that we have no time for VIP guests. I am your host. I am your VIP guest. Our callers, the smartest in the radio biz, are your VIP guests. And I will give them the platform. If you call tonight at 563-999-3437 after the monologue, we'll get you on the air. If you're a new caller, you get first in line. We'll see how you do. I'm sure you'll do fine. And Democrat mainstream media outlets, they, just so you know, are the biggest misinformation and disinformation agents in the world today. If they say that you are, no, they are. They are anti-constitutional in all what they do. They work against the American population to undermine and to subvert them. It is sad about world affairs and geopolitics because Vladimir Putin, a mighty Russia, can see right through Democrat Biden. But a large percentage of our so-called fellow Americans cannot. They are dumbed down, let me tell you. Vladimir Putin plays chess in the Kremlin. Biden plays Chinese checkers in the White House. That about sums it up. Putin seems to be the only leader, the one man who can expose Biden for the empty shell that he is. Biden is a joke, and we all know that's what he really is. The reason they hate Putin so much is because he will not bow to the New World Order, same as Trump. Remember all this talk of Russian collusion? Well, they have an agenda, an underlying motive for it. Because in Russia, Vladimir Putin, for whatever you want to think about the man, and I'm saying he's no saint, don't get me wrong, but he is protecting the Russian Orthodox Christian churches in Russia. We're not doing the same to our churches in America. Putin is bolstering his people. He's a fervent nationalist. Whether you like him or not, you either love him or hate him. There's not much in between, but at least he protects his people. At least he is not saber-rattling daily with crazy threats like Beijing Chinese communists do. He's pretty low-key. He won't put up with any smack from people, that's for sure. And I'll tell you this straight to your face, America. I wish sometimes we had Putin as our president, and I wish Russia had Biden. That's how bad Biden is. There are 18 inches between your heart and your head. How you govern those two entities is the difference between heaven and hell. Constantine said that. The so-called satanic elites of the world are panicking right now. Don't think for a minute that they have everything fixed up and tied up in a bow. If you think that, you're naive. They have a lot of challenges. The world's a big place. No entity, no person has ever conquered, quote-unquote, the world. The world's huge. I don't think they have the technology to do it. I told you that before. No one's saying that but me. They don't have the technology. Yes, they made inroads. They have set up a template, but they're way behind schedule. Their dreams of a new world order were uttered back in the 80s and the 90s. I heard about it when I was, you know, in school, in college, working. They still haven't achieved it 30, 40 years later. They're closer, but they have not achieved their goal of full spectrum control. Now, they're trying like hell. But tonight, I'll tell you what's really going on behind the surface. The New World Order has set up conditions above ground for future mass chaos and unrest, the likes of which we have never seen before in this country. They think that they will go quietly and safely into the night and into their nice, safe, secure bunkers with no fallout whatsoever. But we will see the day when their underground bunkers become their sealed tombs. And we will see to that, my fellow patriots. P.T. Barnum once said, "Believe none of what you hear and half of what you see." Though the media always pokes fun at P.T. Barnum, he was a very smart operator back in the day, over 100 years ago. And before the TV, the internet, Operation Mockingbird, we had MK Ultra, Operation Monarch, Operation Bluebird and Bluebeam, Artichoke, Operation Grill Flame, and an unknown number of other clandestine projects and operations, Jade Helm and others. A lot of what they push is a lie. Knowledge is power. And the New World Order and the political elites, their goal, their express goal is to share none of it with you or me. Because CIA Director William Casey famously said during the Reagan administration, and I remember what he said, he said, "We will know, Mr. President, that our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." Now, those words ring true today. Now, that was part and parcel of the Cold War, and there had to be some things that went on during the great Reagan years. I wish we had an economy like the go-go 80s. I know one thing, we weren't $30 trillion in debt. Back in the 80s, we barely had a trillion, I think, in debt. In that general ballpark. But you've heard of the Cloward-Piven strategy, where they want to overwhelm our economy with debt and government programs. Read about it. The communists went our entire financial system to implode under its own weight. And only then do they feel that there'd be enough mass chaos and death and destruction for them to take over. A man recently wrote the show and said this. I've got to paraphrase a few things because it's kind of a family show. So here he goes. "Many talk show hosts are rhino weaklings," he said, using the female verbiage for their private parts. "They put all this info out and tell us to do nothing about it. And they plant the seeds for everyone to think that when someone finally snaps and takes it into their hands, it's a false flag type of event. What if we are just fed up? What if we are just tired of taking the punches and not swinging back? I'm so sick of them feeding us disinformation, crappy news and info, and telling us to do nothing about it while our country is stolen from under our feet." I get a lot of very interesting mail and emails from people all over the country. That was one of the classic ones. "I know how you feel, America. A lot of guys have called the show and said, hey, man, Vaughn, I don't want to wait till I'm 70 or 80 years old. I want things to happen now. When I'm buff and I'm 25 and I'm 30 and I'm 40 or I'm a young 50, young 60 guy, I want to do things now. I get it, man. And I told you before, I think in my mental algorithm that you're going to have your chance at some point. I just believe that this is a runaway freight train. Economically and socially and the geopolitics, it's a witch's brew, and anything at any time can trigger a lot of other things. So we pray for peace on my show. We're the good guys. We love everybody. But we know that a lot of people don't love us. We have a border crisis that is out of control. We have tens of thousands of people in Mission and Del Rio, Texas, over the border. I'm sure they're poor people, they're fine people, but our country was never designed to absorb all of the known world or the third world or all of Central America or all of Mexico or all of Asia, for that matter, or the Middle East or Africa. We cannot take in millions and millions and millions of people and expect no consequence, expect nothing to happen, just all sit around the campfire and sing kumbaya. I will remind you what I told you in past shows, that the average human, per Google, per any internet site, needs 8 to 10 gallons minimum today, every day, of pure drinking water. It's no mystery to me why the West and California is going dry. They've allowed in 20 million people easily in the last few decades. I'm sure many were hardworking landscapers, good people from good families. I'm sure many became citizens. But my point is, getting beyond all that, letting in millions of people when we're having a severe drought in our country. They're sucking up the water. They got to bathe every day. They got to drink every day. They got to cook in it, clean in it. No wonder our rivers are going dry. Our lakes are going dry. Lake Mead is at all-time lows. Lake Oroville in California stopped producing hydroelectric power. Why? Not enough water. Everyone's sucking up that fresh water. Pure water is going to be a big commodity in the future. We cannot keep bringing in people into the dry, sunny West, especially by the millions, and expect, again, no consequence. You're seeing the consequences now of those weak, gutless decisions years ago to bring millions and millions of people over here, and we are all competing for the same precious resources: food, air, water, portable water, clean water. California is being sucked dry, and people are still pouring in there from Asia, from all the third world countries. And it's happening all over our nation. The Bush administration is bringing in people from Texas, and they're shipping them into the interior. So you'll see water shortages all over the nation. There was mismanagement, too, locally. But my point is, it sure doesn't help matters by bringing in millions of people that don't belong here to compete again for our precious resources. I realize that people are in need all over the world, but to be blunt, that's not our problem. If they don't take care of business in their own neck of the woods, they cannot go country shopping and simply land at our door and say, take me in. Because when they're behind the gate, they say, we're oppressed people, you should take care of us. But the minute they get across that line, the minute they step into America, they demand their rights, and they will be in your face, in your streets, demanding their rights. And what are you going to do about it? Just going to sit there and bring in more? It's insane. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, as you've been told, and expecting a different result. This is a results-oriented show. There's a lot of factors about our resources that go into play. But again, bringing in millions of people doesn't help matters much either. So immigration, keep your eye on the ball, folks. Keep your eye on the ball. They're trying to distract you with everything under the sun. But watch that immigration, because it's going to explode there at our southern border very soon.
Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehunt, The Barbarian, Thursday at 8 p.m.
The Barbarian is here every Thursday night at 8 p.m. We're glad you're here tonight.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, The Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
Yes, we are back. Joe Biden has invited the UN and their troops through various government channels to police American streets and occupy America in case of chaos or things of that nature, massive civil unrest or, God forbid, civil war. In these government channels, we see them moving forward with their agenda. Keep your eye on that as well, America. And the United States sees a spike in gun sales and ammo sales. In the first 6 months of 2021, the FBI has conducted more than 22 million background checks for new gun sales. Thank you, America. We need more guns out here and not less. A storm is coming, and we will need the firepower in case all hell breaks loose. Now, let me clarify one thing. From the last show, we had some talk about Red Dawn invasion. I watched the original movie that came out in the 1980s, and it was a good movie. It's been talked about for decades, but I do believe that if you look at what's happening in the world, when we were talking last week about Red Dawn invasion being imminent to me and my audience doesn't mean tomorrow or next week, though it could happen, but it's very far-fetched. What I mean by imminent is I believe in our lifetimes, which for most of us is probably half over, in our lifetimes, that I do believe, if not sooner, we will see something to come inside this country. Most people don't know that the Chinese army, the People's so-called Liberation Army, is one of the major United Nations armies that are out there. So whether the Chinese come in under a UN banner invited by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, or whether they come in under the red Chinese flag via Canada and Mexico, I believe at some point they're going to come in here, either in the more likely scenario is they'll be invited. So America is the last obstacle in the world. We are preventing the New World Order. We have to remain strong on this battlefront. We cannot be weakened by proxy armies coming over our border. And by the way, where's all the women and children coming over the border? All I see is military age men, once again. America doesn't have a male or a man shortage. You know, we have a bachelor show, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, on Monday night. And I often say what we need is millions of young women to come into America. We don't need millions and millions of more third world men coming over here who don't know our language, who don't care one flip about our Constitution or our culture or our nation. But they want to set up for the benefits, don't they? They want to get the money, the government cheese. We know that for sure. History was always very brutal for millennia. Battles waged and fought. Empires came and went. Chaos ruled the land. But the barbarian, when enraged, knew no bounds. Folks, you're in the Radio Octagon tonight, and you got to get prepared. This is a spiritual war as much as it is a physical and a material war. And on the Von Wien Show, we will talk about these things because nobody else is too much in the mainstream media, that's for sure. And the only media that you really got are the great radio shows like mine that are out there that will speak the truth and tell you what's really going on. So, the coming Delta lockdown is designed to invoke nationwide protest, they say, so they can be exploited as a backdrop for a false flag event to blame anti-vaxxers. Yes, they're trying to set things up and gin things up against you once again. We know this to be true. It sounds a lot like this in America tonight. We'll be right back. Oh, yes. As the sound of preparations being made across the nation, our German Gothic heritage in the DNA strand for millennia, the strong patriot DNA is still out there. They won't crush it because they will not prevail. Now, for decades, the militant Democrats have said, my body, my choice at every turn, right? But not when it comes to their death beast vaccine. They should be more consistent, and we should demand on the right, or if you're a conservative or, you know, a Republican, just say, my body, my choice, when they bring up the vaccine. When it comes to the COVID jab injection, because we are only following the oxymoron of, quote, Democrat logic, whatever the hell that is. So what is good for one is good for the other. Just remember that phrase, my body, my choice. They've been throwing that in your face for decades. Take what they say and use it against them for a change. Now, I saw this video this past week that, and I want to ask you a question. It's more rhetorical, and I'll get to the nitty-gritty of it. Joe Biden, is he really in the White House and Oval Office? Or is he perhaps acting like the president? Well, at Tyler Perry Studios in Georgia, many of you don't know this, but there's a complete replica of the White House that's already been built, been there for years. And as you see Joe Biden in many of these photo ops, I'm always looking at the background. And I noticed that you can compare these photographs of Trump or Reagan or other people, or even Obama, whatever. There's no parking lot behind the Oval Office and the president's desk when Joe Biden speaks from the Oval Office. Just saying. But yet you see a parking lot and a pickup truck like at the Tyler Perry Studios, very strange, in these photographs of Joe Biden, in these photo ops, if you will. My question is the fake Oval Office for Joe Biden shot in a movie studio? Also, the gold draperies I noticed are severely crumpled up and not really befitting, one would think, a presidential Oval Office. Also, they don't match the draperies and the decor of the Donald Trump era. And there was no word that Joe Biden transformed the Oval Office or changed out carpet or draperies or things of that nature. That would have definitely made the news, and I never saw any information about that. So I do scan the news for these things. Perhaps it was done, but again, it wasn't reported, and the press loves to report when a president comes in and changes the Oval Office or the look of the presidential suite, shall we say. As they used to tell you, the devil is in the details. What is going on here, America? It is very strange. I have researched many videos of it, and no one can quite keep their finger on it. So do you think that Biden's really in the Oval Office, is my question to you? Or is Joe Biden sitting at a movie studio at Tyler Perry Studios in Georgia, very close to the Potomac? Tyler Perry is a big Democrat donor, we all know. And some even say part of the Illuminati, so who knows? But allegedly, of course. But it seems to me that the globalist Satanists will not warn us that they are trying to kill off as many people now as possible before the polls flip. Why do I say this? You got to go back down the rabbit hole, as I have many decades, but I'll sum it up for you and I'll condense it for you in this monologue. And we will talk about it in this show and subsequent shows. Have you ever noticed why they're in such a rush to give you the vaccine? How they're in such a rush to get millions and billions of people to take it and to, you know, get them ready? In 1979, it was discovered by our own government astronomers and the Vatican astronomers of what they call the 10th planet, a large mass coming on our trajectory to planet Earth. And they believe, the elites believe, that it's an extinction level event. Now, the Hopi Indians in northern Arizona have been talking about this, new eras and things of that nature for millennia. And they knew this wouldn't really brush past Earth until like a few years from now, i.e. where we're at in 2021. So presumably the theory goes in 2023, this planet is going to be brushing, getting very close, not colliding with Earth, but getting close enough where it's going to totally flip the poles, flip the script, cause 200 mile per hour hurricane winds. Coastal areas will be inundated by seawater. And the elites say that you should be at least 600 feet above sea level going forward or more. And these people want to get everybody vaccinated and get them the kill shot. Because when they come out of their bunkers, the theory goes, instead of dealing with 7 billion pissed off people who are tired, hungry, who weren't warned, they don't want to deal with 7 billion. They want everyone to die, and the less people on top of the planet Earth that they have to deal with, in their eyes, is the way to go. Better for them, more resources for them. And whoever is left will be so shell-shocked, they can use the remnants of their matrix to impose their new world order. So they would rather deal with, say, 100 million people that might survive this catastrophe versus 7 to 8 billion. I think right now the world's hovering around 7.3 to 7.4 billion people, inching up. So that's the theory behind it. And that's why you see the mad dash rush to get every, now that they're talking 100% inoculations. So the theory goes, they want to get everybody jabbed and inoculated and injected with their vaccine as fast as possible. They also want people to continue working in food production and agriculture or military or things of that nature, in retail, to make the products for them, things that they're going to need to start the new world, if you will, the new era. That's why they're hoarding guns, bullets, flashlights, clothing, boots, cars. The elites are hoarding these things. At the same time, we've all heard the stories of them building these underground bunkers all over the world. They're buying up islands that they feel are safe. Some, possibly Richard Branson or Bezos, want to go up into space and be in space when this goes down. It's supposed to last up to 30 days of 200 mile per hour hurricane force winds, which most buildings in the world will not survive. Fires would rage out of control. We don't even know what would happen to the nuclear power plants if they were to implode. All military bases would be decimated. Billions would die. There'd be tsunamis on every coast. And so this is why the globalist Satanists are trying to do what they're trying to do, in a nutshell. They want to hoard resources for themselves before the catastrophe starts. These people are very evil. They're not going to warn you about it, but they're in the know, and they know about this big mass, they call it the 10th planet, hurtling towards Earth. And they tell us through various military channels that we've got about 2 more years. From what I can gather and glean from my sources that I've patched together, and that sounds about right. It's going to take them about 2 years to get their act together. And so how about those apples, America? Now, when you look at the news and when you look at what they say, you're going to have a new perspective on their urgency, right? They have this urgent need to get you shot, an urgent need to get this technology done, to get everybody, you know, in the matrix. And they want you to keep working via government fiat currency, keep things on an even keel, keep products coming off the conveyor belt. They will not tell you to the last second of the last day of the last hour. Supposedly, this is a theory that's being touted in the elite circles that was leaked out to several news outlets, put it that way. But it's not been given much media exposure. So that's why I'm telling you what I've heard. Now, we hope this never happens. But it is interesting. When you look at the news now with this bit of information, if true, again, I have to give you that clarification. Allegedly, it's true. You're going to look at the news a lot differently when you hear these pronouncements. When you hear them come on the news and say, "This, you've got to get this jab. You've got the reason why they want to get you inoculated." So when this thing happens in a year or two or three, no one knows exactly when, not even astronomers, but their best guess is 2 or 3 years out. That's why you see people getting out of the big cities. They're buying farms and ranches. They're getting ready. So you have to get ready on multiple counts, but this is one more reason to prep and to get ready. Interesting news, and we'll talk more about that during the show and in subsequent shows as well. A Chinese cargo vessel was expelled, allegedly again, from U.S. waters, from my sources, after the discovery of Chinese invasive insects. We are at war with these people, it seems. And now they're trying to put forth invasive insects into America. They'll spread like biblical locusts to eat our crops, to poison our water, to poison our people, and to infect them. Unbelievable. And many of you don't know this, but I live in Arizona, as millions of you do as well. We broadcast all over the nation and the world, but a lot of people don't know about the North Rim of the Grand Canyon. Did you know the North Rim is off limits to Americans even today? Have you ever wondered why? You know the South Rim of the Grand Canyon, but not the North Rim. It is verboten in German, because they have found, allegedly again, ancient Egyptian artifacts in the Grand Canyon area. Caves filled with ancient Egyptian, I guess, mummies and all kinds of hieroglyphics. There's hieroglyphics of helicopters and laptop computers. And I believe that we went into Iraq and Libya because both of those leaders had the Stargate. Allegedly, Gaddafi had two, and Saddam Hussein had one. Stargate to other worlds. Great cover to go in under weapons of mass destruction to seize those Stargates. We can talk about a lot of things in this show, teleportation, biblical prophecy, the UFO phenomena. But did you know that you can still be arrested today if you go to the North Rim of the Grand Canyon? And if you attempted to do anything, it is strictly off limits to normal civilians and, quote, citizens of America, with a K. I think it's a treasure trove of very interesting things that I'd love to see. But I think what there is there at the North Rim is more ancient Egyptian artifacts, probably carved into the mountain or caves, that you are not supposed to see or know about the possible, very possible, hidden history of America. I think there's so much that they aren't telling us. It's just amazing. We're glad you're here tonight. You have reached the Radio Octagon. There's much, much more. When you call tonight, we like nicknames. We want you to don't divulge your true identities to the NSA drones or those that are listening in. We know that they're there. We have many powerful people listening to the show tonight. We're in 15 countries. We're all over the world and the nation. This is pirate radio at its best, America. Cult radio like no other. And I am your dramatic warlord of the airwaves. I'm glad you're here tonight. So we will start the show. Buckle up. Put your crash helmet on and be ready for anything at any time coming at you. Are you a war child, America? Well, maybe you better be. It's time to suit up and boot up. We don't know when that 10th planet is going to hit our precious Earth. On the line here. Gladiator, are you there tonight? Welcome back to Gladiator. Oh, he's there. Great. Great, man. And how are you doing tonight, bud?
Dude, I am just about to get out of the company I took over and listen to you on the way home, man. You know?
Those things happen in life, my friend. Now, you told me a little bit about it before the show, and amazing story. Where would you like to begin?
Unbelievable. So I told you I wanted to talk about something I saw this morning. If everybody wants to grab a pen and paper, because I was watching ABC this morning, and I caught a Mr. Mike Lindell. He had a commercial, and he put a website together, and it is called Frank, as in the first name Frank, like Frank Sinatra, Speech, S-P-E-E-C-H, like the Gettysburg Speech. So frankspeech.com. And that is Mike Lindell's website, and he said the Cyber Symposium is going to be broadcast between August 10th and August 12th online at frankspeech.com. So everybody write that down, frankspeech.com, 10, August 11, and August 12. He's got all the forensic computer scientists. He's got all the forensic print experts on Chinese print and how the ink is exactly Chinese ink. He will be doing a three-day symposium at frankspeech.com. He's invited all the media come in, Fox News and NBC and CNN. He's invited them all because he's already got the paperwork filed with the Supreme Court so that when he shows the evidence, the Supreme Court has to take the evidence and review it. And after they vote, which he said it's so black and white with no gray areas of any confusion, nobody can dispute any of the evidence that the election was rigged and stolen, including the videos on every channel of the newscasters who at midnight were saying, what? Trump's by how is that possible? There's all these whispers of these CNN, NBC, ABC news anchors saying, what? What do you mean? So they're gonna, have to count more. You mean like count more votes for who? Like he's got even that. Forget the evidence. They have the servers. The military was going to handcuff so many people that they gave it up. They were gonna put them in Quantico. And yep. They said, no, I don't want to be there. I'll give you the servers. So he's got it all, and he's going to display it. And then the Supreme Court, he says if the three Democrat idiots even try to vote no, that they don't believe it, it's still a 6-3, but it'll be so black and white, people will just call them completely and utterly stupid. And then with the filings, the ask is not to complete this term. It's for a full 4-year term for the winner, Donald Trump. And because it's past Inauguration Day, Donald Trump can choose a new vice president other than Mike Pence.
Go to
frankspeech.com and definitely put it on your radar for August 10, 11, and 12. To watch online and watch that live. I saw ABC 6 a.m. Arizona time, a massive advertisement by Lindell, Mike Lindell.
Yeah, folks, check it out. Wow, very good intel, man.
Yeah, it was. I couldn't believe it. I was floored. I was in shock.
I mean,
I was like, oh my
eternal,
God,
I mean,
on ABC.
Yeah. I hope Trump can do it and pull it off. We'll see what happens. I know that if anything like that were to go down, we all know, though, there will be a firestorm coming from the Democrat Marxist Party and the media, the likes of which you have not seen, America. So get prepared. They will not take this city down. Biden was their guy. They get him in there, and by God, they're going to try to keep him in there. It's all part of the plan. It's part of their narrative.
Now, here's the next part I want to talk to you about that we didn't have time to talk about earlier. So I want everybody to go out there, and I want you to grab every YouTube video, any video in the last 2 years of Joe Biden. I want you to pull the videos down, and then I want you to look at his ears. I want you to look at his hair. I want you to look at his eyes. I want you to look at his forehead. Study the videos.
Yes.
You're going to see that, because what I've been told is there is an actor in place. I've seen so many videos. I'm telling you, this is a different guy. The eyes, the ears, the shape of the ears coming down into
the
neck.
I agree. I've seen them too.
Yep. It's a different guy. It's an actor. They made him look even more so like him, but you can't change the earlobes. You can't change the eyebrows. You can't change your forehead, the hair. You know, this guy was going bald like in 1990 when he was in the Senate, and this new guy's got hair. This new guy's got a lot of hair. And
that's right.
Remember that you saw in between these two different men – they say, and I've looked at these videos of him walking down this hallway of the White House out to a podium to speak with nobody around. Nobody's around. There's no press. There's no media. There's nothing. And I'm going to tell you, you tell me if it's not CGI. You tell me it's not a computer image. Because I'm going to tell you, it looks like a computer image to me in between the old guy and the new guy that they finally got in place. And, you know, there was a movie with an actor, Sigourney Weaver and Kevin Kline, when he looked just like the president, and the president was dead under a White House. Well, I'm going to tell you, you know, reality is not too far off, because this is a different looking dude. And then
I agree. I've seen those videos. It's crazy.
Yeah. One last thing that I noticed that I did some research on was this. So it was like 4 weeks ago that they finally took the fencing down around the White House and the House of Representatives and the Senate. Okay? That fencing was up from January to February to March to April to May to June. Then they took it down. If you go online, you can still see some people who are continually reposting videos of the scaling of the wall. The guys that were released from five buses with Virginia State Troopers front and backside, Nancy Pelosi's son-in-law, one of the drivers of the buses, being talking to some of the people in the crowd. Well, they were showing how guns, rifles, were being shoved out of the inside of the House of Representatives to people up from the inside to the outside in these little cavernous little rectangular boxes like below the windows of the House of Representatives. So what the intel that I got from a pretty reputable person was – there actually was a battle. There was a battle. That's why the fencing stayed up around the White House and the House and the Senate, because there actually was. The military was brought in, and that's when all the Trump supporters came over from the Washington Monument, and the news media said, oh, it's them. But what happened before that was the actual, like, conflict. And it wasn't a big conflict, but it was a conflict. And that's why the fencing, it wasn't because people, quote unquote, stormed the fucking Capitol. It's because there was a fucking little conflict. We'll call it a mini war before the Trump people got there. And because you don't put fencing around the House, Senate, and the White House for no reason. I mean, they broke down some doors and some windows, so you're going to put a fence around everything? No. That was an attempt at a coup that got shut down.
Right.
Then the people got pissed.
Yeah.
Go.
That's what happened. Amazing, man. Amazing. Paul, I want to thank you, man, for calling the show. Awesome call. Awesome intel,
yeah,
brother. Have a great night, man. Yep, we got that. We got that website, guys. You got it all down there, frankspeech.com, that Paul had mentioned, and more intel about the January 6th so-called insurrection. Look, a lot of things have happened that they keep from us, very obvious. Here's some news for you. We're to segue into some national news here. Multiple Walt Disney employees are among 17 suspects arrested in an undercover predator operation again in Florida. Remember those Chris Hayes shows, To Catch a Predator? Well, it happened again. We got 17. And maggots have now been found in more Florida news on the Florida beaches after the red tide. The local fishermen worry about their livelihoods. This is almost biblical. All these maggots showing up on the Florida beaches. It's really disgusting. An FBI agent this past week raided the home of a man in Orange County, California. The FBI agents came with shields, weapons drawn, and they raided a Southern California home of a nonviolent January 6th protester, quote unquote, who walked through the Capitol door as it was opened to him by the Capitol Police. And Mexico is near a deal to buy 6R automatic rifles from the United States. We can't buy them in our country, but yet we're going to sell them to Mexico. Unbelievable. You've reached the Von Wiegand Show. We're glad you're here tonight.
This is Jim Rockford at the tone. Leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Jimmy, it's your old buddy Angel calling you on the line there. And I was about to sit down and do like we do every Thursday night, listen to this guy, Von Wiegand, on the radio. He's a good old-fashioned machismo, hard-styled mechanic of the airwaves, Jimmy. but what I want to ask you first before I did that is before I get into my popcorn here, I've got a game coming up, poker game. It's going to be absolutely beautiful, beautiful scam. I got that city councilman showing up. We got oil shakes. We got other people, maybe pornographers showing up too. And I got a beautiful cover I'm going to be using for this one, man. I just need $2,000 to $3,000 to use this game to buy in, and then I'll get it back to you in like a couple weeks to maybe a couple months, Jimmy. You think you could do that for me? I'll be here listening to Von Wiegand Show, all right? I'll wait for your call, buddy. I'll wait for your call.
You got to love Angel from the 1970s Rockford Files. Fantastic show, even today in the reruns.
Hey, this is Rocky. I want to tell you that Von's got the making of a champion there, you know? That's why he's back on the air. He's got his show. He's swinging both fists, you know what I mean? He's landing knockout punches. Hey, you got to tune into him. He's on Thursday nights, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call in if you got something you want to tell him or something you want to tell America. That's the Von Wiegand Show. That's right, on DarkSkyRadio.com. Hey, this is a rock here. I'm going to go get a cappuccino, I think. No, it's later. I'm going to go get a beer. Hey, we'll talk to you later.
That's right. Get a beer, have your guns ready, and call the show. Call me at 563-999-3437. And with that, let's go to our phone lines here. Let's get a new call here. Hello, you're on the Von Wiegand Show. Where are you from, and what's your name?
My name, I am from Louisiana, and my name is, you can just call me the MFP. Okay, now.
The MFP.
Yes, I am.
Now, what does that stand for?
Mike from Plaquemine. I used to do the Caho call-in show on terrestrial radio.
Yes.
I think
your voice sounded familiar.
You know how that whole thing works. They answer the phone. They ask you what's your name and where you're from. Well,
right.
That's it. So anyway, at the beginning of the show, you mentioned about this planet that's going to be coming, right?
I did.
That's, I don't know how old you are, but I grew up a little bit in the 1980s, and there was this cartoon by the name of Thundar the Barbarian, and the intro to that cartoon was about, this was 1994, but 1994, a planet hurtles in between the Earth and the Moon, causing cosmic disasters, and the picture is of this big old planet that comes between the Earth and the Moon, cracks the Moon in half, all right, and then
yes.
On the Earth, it's like you see hurricanes and floods and earthquakes,
yes,
and just all kinds of matters of disaster, you know? And it's like, how eerie is that cartoon, that intro to that cartoon?
I think,
you know?
I saw that cartoon back in the day. You're right, MFE. And the thing is that, you know, the Illuminati, the people in those elite circles, they have to tell us what's coming. And that's part of their spiritual law, that they have to put it out there in media or a song or a movie. So when you see these things, you can look at it like, is this being put out here? So they can say, well, we warned you, is how their theory goes. And that's their philosophy, that they have to warn the people. Now, whether or not you or me or anyone picks up on it, that's a whole different story, right? But they can always say, we put it out there. We put it in a cartoon, then we put it in a movie, so our hands are clean, is how they think. That's part of the dark logic of the Illuminati and the those all over the world, they think like that.
Yeah, and look, at the time, I didn't think anything of it. It was just a fun cartoon to watch, you know? I mean, I liked it, you know? I didn't. Now, of course, I was 11, 12, 13 years old at the time, you know, and, you know, I'm not thinking that way. I'm not thinking like I'm thinking now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well,
so,
Vatican astronomers have said that, and you just nailed it, if there's going to be floods all over the world. Now, not maybe a great flood like Noah, but we'll have floods all over the world. Coastal areas will be inundated. There will be tremendous hurricanes and thousands of tornadoes that will be spawned by this brush with the 10th planet. They are predicting 200 mile per hour winds to 250, but they said more in the 200 range. These are science, you know, they always say follow the science, right? Well, these are the scientific projections. And they say that all shipping in the world will stop. It's going to last for 30 days. It'll be the end of an era. Everything, not everything, but let's just put at least 2/3 to 80% of planet Earth will be destroyed and billions lost. Fires, flood, tsunamis, tornadoes, and not to mention the chaos and the crime after that when people realize there's no money, there's no job. Now it's a Mad Max world where it's every man for himself. And then the elites want to come out of their bunkers a year later and see all the mayhem, and they want to have their military underground, and they want to bring up their military in the dumbs, you know, those tunnels in America and everywhere else, and they want to finish off the people that aren't going to be part of their new world order. That is their plan. And that was told to me many times, but I pieced it together through my intel channels, and it's leaked out, you know, several times as well. But it makes total sense of why they're so urgent, you know? Don't they sound like they're panicking? They're urgent. It's urgent to get the inoculation. It's urgent. You've got to get this done, right? What are your thoughts on that? I think we lost our call. If you're in Louisiana, call us back. Love to get you back on the horn here, man. And, of course, this call could have been intercepted by the NSA, electronic harassment, which we have time to tie him on the show. You know, we want the world to continue and do well. We don't want mayhem and chaos and civil unrest. But that's why I tell you, folks, we don't know what the hell is coming down the pike. So prepare, we must. And with that, let's get to the gunslinger in Texas. Gunslinger, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Actually, it's real
good
weather here. Yeah, can you hear me? Hello.
Gotcha, man.
Okay, good. Yeah, the weather's pretty good here in north central Texas. Being August, the first week of August, I mean, we've been having a high of like 90 degrees, and for August, that's the hottest time in Texas. I'll take that. And
yeah.
75 at night.
Absolutely.
Shoot, yeah, absolutely. Here's a couple of points here that's worth bringing up. Is this is coming out of the great state in the southern state of Missouri. Remember that couple that confronted the BLM idiots? The ones that
yes,
pulled the guns.
Yes, the McCloskeys. They were pardoned by the governor, yes.
Yes, the governor pardoned these couples. That's good news for gun owners and gun
yes.
issue in general. Yeah, well,
I agree.
Like I said, if I was them, I would turn around and sue the pants off these SOBs. Okay, for good, and they're lawyers. They who would be the best to sue would be a couple
right.
of other lawyers, right? I would sue them for every penny that they had. Now, on the so-called thing of the January 6th in Washington at the Capitol. Okay, now. So far, we really don't know what happened there, okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
the Capitol building, there are cameras on every corner, inside out. There's cameras in the bathroom, in the halls, even on the garbage dump out back, the big garbage compactor.
Yes.
There's cameras all over this place, okay? There's probably at least 100 cameras, if not more, at the Capitol, probably 200 at the Capitol, okay? Now, that mm-hmm. reminds you of what's that little thing up there called the Pentagon? Remember when it was
yes.
supposedly hit by whatever hit it? There was
right.
over 100 cameras operating that day. But we only see a little bitty blurp, what, about a quarter of a second? And
that's
it's
right.
5 years or better in lawsuits. Now, I'm not your average everyday Joe here. I'm a retired master electrician, electrical engineer. I know how
mm-hmm.
surveillance cameras work. I've installed a few of them. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
every one of these cameras are recording. They are recording. They got a big, huge room, and it's just nothing but recorders. You know, VCR like VCR recorders. Mm-hmm. Okay, whether they're on disk and everything, but they're still being recorded, and that data can be brought up in a heartbeat, just like you do on your computer. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and you're telling me that in all those cameras at that Capitol, nothing seen, nothing heard of what really went on. Really? I know people. Are you a new form of stupid or what? I mean, really. That's impossible. So we know that they're hiding something. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah.
On all levels.
I will say this, Gunslinger. Of course, we were both there during 9/11. We saw it on TV. I was here in Arizona. My phone was ringing off the hook. But I tell folks this. I'm not quite sure what in the hell happened on 9/11. I do not believe the official story. I was skeptical from day one. I had two buddies of mine who wanted to run off and join the Army. And I go, this is not your generation's Pearl Harbor. I wish it was, but it's really not. This is a psyop. It is something that's way deep down the rabbit hole. And I said, all they're going to do is this is cover for getting us into Iran, and Iraq, and other countries, Afghanistan. And you're going to go over there and probably get shot and come back in a body bag. But I'm not quite sure what happened. I do know this, Gunslinger, that the wingspan of a 737, which they claimed, or a 747 that they claimed hit the Pentagon. To me, look at common sense, folks. Have you ever seen a wingspan of a commercial jet? It's pretty wide, isn't it? Yeah, there was this little hole, this little area of the Pentagon that was damaged. So allegedly by this plane, if the plane hit it with the wingspan, why isn't a huge gash in the side of the Pentagon? Got you thinking, didn't I? And also, the wreckage was shrouded and taken off the Pentagon grounds very, very quickly. Very hush-hush.
Yep. Well, even both the one that supposedly hit the Pentagon and the ones that supposedly hit the Twin Towers, okay, I've got a little bit of flight experience. It ain't much, but I was going to get my private pilots and all this, you know, all this stuff. Ran out of money, but whatever.
Cool.
Okay.
Yep.
But for the people that don't know, airplanes are made out of aircraft aluminum. They're a flying beer can is what they are.
That's right.
They're so thin. Now, you're telling me that a aircraft can punch a hole. When you've seen it in the side of the Pentagon, you've seen the live pictures, okay? A vehicle, an airplane, that's made out of aluminum is going to punch through a building wall that was designed to withstand a nuclear bomb, a direct hit of a nuclear bomb. But a flying beer can made that penetration in those walls. Really?
I agree.
Can I introduce you to the form of stupid? This is why I have always questioned. I'm a very logical person because I dealt with logic, you know, with the engineering
right.
and all that stuff, master electrical and all that stuff. I mean, everything. I don't care if it's 9/11, Pentagon, the Kennedy assassination, all the way to the freaking moon landing. There are unanswered questions that nobody wants to answer. Why?
That's right.
Why do they not want to answer these questions? Logically speaking, why do they not want to answer these questions? I went down on a trip to Florida one time, just real quick, and they had a replica of the little space vehicle that went to the moon and back at the NASA
right.
museum down there. And I'm sitting there walking around this thing, and I'm going, you've got to be kidding me. This little thin, fragile vehicle is going to go from here to the moon and back. Haven't you ever heard of micrometeorites that are traveling at tens of thousands of miles per hour that could penetrate
mm-hmm.
that thing and pop it like a freaking balloon? How did it survive without
yeah.
a scratch?
The moon landing
really?
Is a whole other rabbit hole. I will say this.
That's right.
I believe that we fired off a rocket, but from there, I'm not quite sure what happened. The rocket was
That's
fired,
right.
but I don't know exactly where it went or what happened. And there are many people. I'm not saying we never went to the moon. I'm not one of those.
No.
But I'm with you. I will no. say there's a lot of sketchy things. The one thing that I noticed, again, as a kid, I was a smart little whip. And I asked somebody, I said, when the astronauts put the flag on the moon, why is the flag stiff? It doesn't hang from its flagpole. It was always like starched, right? And it never moved. So look at all those photographs, and I always used to know it. They said I never noticed that. So I noticed that right away, that flags don't look like that. And I was a little kid. I just happened to notice that. But I've always looked back at those things, and, you know, if it was the moon landing, wonderful. But I will say, to many people, it looks like one hell of a Hollywood movie set. Now, we were in the Cold War with Russia, and we launched the Saturn V. It was seen all over the world. And people will say, there's no way you could have had 100,000 engineers and technicians all keep a secret. I'm not saying that was even the deal, because they all worked to launch the rocket. But from there, again, I'm not quite sure what happened.
Well,
that's
yeah,
just my
yeah,
own two cents.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And like I said, there's red flags that are raised. Well, the flag would be one thing. That's kind of obvious. That was kind of poked out there in the deal. But I'd like to look at the precision things, the angles, the light angles. All these things doesn't make sense. Okay, just like that little vehicle they drove around there, little golf cart looking thing. Okay, it showed. You've seen the supposedly black and white footage of it. Nice little thing. I'd like to have one. Okay, I've had 4-wheel drive vehicles. Okay, and they're called a little thing called a rooster tail, that the wheels kick up. You know, when you're going through mud, mm-hmm. sand, whatever. Okay, well, the ones on the supposedly on the moon, the little rooster tails are there. They fly up and they fall right back down. That indicates 100% gravity. I thought there was 1/3 less gravity on the moon. They should have floated behind the vehicle. See the precision?
That's there? Right.
That's right.
I agree,
so,
man.
On the Earth, the rooster tail would be thrown up and it would fall right back down because of the 100% gravity that we have here on the Earth. These were thrown up and fell back down. Wait a minute. I thought they was on the moon. 1/3 less gravity? Do the calculation. Mathematics does not lie. Go ahead.
Well, maybe the Hollywood technicians didn't quite get the figures right from NASA, and they had to hurry up the film production and just film it mm-hmm. and then present it to the world. Now, I do believe that we went to the moon at some point. I will say right. that. Now, if you talk to the astronauts, they're very cagey and squirrely, aren't they? To this day,
very secretive.
They're cagey and squirrely. Very secretive.
Very secretive.
They kind of have that little glimmer, and, you know, you don't know if it's just pride or they're just, you know, they're very controlled men, whatever the case is. But the one thing I keep hearing is that when we went to the moon then or later, we did get there eventually. We found wreckage of a spacecraft that had a swastika on it from Nazi Germany.
Oh.
I have heard that. And I have heard that when we went, the reason why we never went back is because the aliens were there, and there were large ships that were on a crater, and they said that there were literally hundreds of these aliens that came out to watch us walk the moon. And they were very evil, the story goes, and they told us to get the hell out, of there, go back to your planet, and we're going to escort you back home to make damn sure you leave. That's why they released those NASA videos of the UFOs mm-hmm. following the craft. They were escorted back to planet Earth and told never come back here again. That's why whenever it's brought up, the governments always say, well, we can't really go back there. We've already been there, blah, blah, blah. But I think the real reason is they were told to not come back there. That's my theory. Gunslinger, thanks a lot, man. Yeah, thank you, buddy.
All right,
well, wait,
later.
What were you going to say?
No, I said, one last little point on that situation like there. We've got that big old Hubble Space Telescope, right? Well, why don't they just enter a few commands, turn that thing to the moon, and prove it for once and for all that those things are up there? I mean, if it could see, you know, thousands of light years from the Earth, you mean it can't take at least a clear picture of the moon's surface? Really? Have a nice night.
See, it wouldn't surprise me one bit if the Third Reich got to the moon first.
Wouldn't surprise me at all.
They were Wernher von Braun was a genius that you know, the Saturn V is built on the V2 rocket during World War II that they launched against England and Peenemünde. But yes, interesting, man. Gunslinger, thanks. Have a great night, sir. Appreciate you, man.
All right. You too.
That's the Gunslinger, folks, from Texas. And also they made the movie Iron Eagle and other movies, not Iron Eagle, but Iron Sky, I'm sorry, of the Nazi base on the moon. Also very interesting conjecture there. We're America. We're an armed camp. We'll get to all your calls tonight, folks, I promise you. Be prepared and be ready for anything. Yeah. Love that. Let's get to Lincoln. And Flavor Country, America. Lincoln, you're there tonight.
Hey, brother. What's going on, man?
How you doing, man? What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm just hanging in there, man, doing the normal thing, going to work, trying to spread my message, trying to wake some people up, you know, the normal, just the normal stuff, man. Hey, oh, by the way, the thing you and Gunling were talking about, man, the whole moon landing, I believed in that shit for, for years, I mean, most of my life, up until just a few years ago, man, but, I don't believe we landed there, man. I really, really don't believe. I think the whole thing was fake. Let me ask you this, man. So when did the whole moon landing supposedly happen? In the 1960s?
1969.
So now 1969. You're telling me that Jeff Bezos? So now Jeff Bezos, literally the richest man in the world with modern technology, was only able to touch the very cusp of space, get like 60 miles off the ground, the richest man in the world with unlimited resources and modern technology, and he couldn't make it to them, and he barely made it to space?
Supposedly. I mean, it's an amazing story. Space, like its very definition, is it's out there, man. And you can look at evidence, and you got to keep an open mind about these things. In my view, I think we eventually got there, but I'm not 1,000% convinced that we got there in 1969. I'm not sure we had the technology back in 1969.
I was 100% convinced until just
I never say never.
And now,
right. Well, let's think about it, because we just built the transistor a few years before for radio waves. I know that. We were just starting to build, you know, lots of high-tech gadgets and things. My God, we didn't even have a laptop computer. There was more technology in an automobile than supposedly the first moon landing, from what I've heard from engineers. And I've talked to science people, people that should be in the know, technicians that work on equipment. We had a lot of really cool stuff, but again, don't forget it was the height of the Cold War, and if we snowed the Russians, it's better for America. If we went, that's good for science and the human race. But I know the astronauts are very tight-lipped about it, and their families are as well. So we'll see. I mean, someday we're going to know in the afterlife, right?
Did you ever see the video of did you ever see the video of Buzz Aldridge when he was asked about it, when they asked him to – put his hand on the Bible and he refused and walked away and just would not, but he just absolutely refused to do it.
He did. You're right. He did. He would not commit to putting his hand on the Bible, and that should speak volumes to you. And he always sort of smiles and grins when he's asked about it. You know, he has this little cheesy grin, like, I'd love to tell you, but I can't tell you what really happened. And just sort of the feeling that I get. Now, Gus Grissom, the astronaut who died in the terrible, horrendous fire, Lincoln supposedly was going to divulge some space secrets, and there are stories that he was murdered by our government. There are people that do believe that he was going to come out. Yeah. But who knows? Again, that's more speculation.
Well, one thing we learned about America is that a truth teller in America always gets murdered, whether it be Huey Long, George Lincoln Rockwell. If you're a truth teller in America, Mark Rich, you know, or if you're a Julian Assange, they'll let you rot in prison and do nothing for you. I mean, America's not about truth and honesty. I don't think it has been for literally multiple decades, maybe a century.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people can, if they do their own research, you'll watch these videos of Gus, Buzz Aldrin, other astronauts. Look at those press conferences, as I have. I mean, they're very cagey and squirrely, kind of looking around the room like, get me out of here. Don't put me on the spot. I don't want to talk about this because I was told by my superiors to mums the word. And don't forget, they were all military men. And in the military back then especially, you were told to keep, you know, tight, tight lip, right? Loose lips sink ships, they would always say. And we were in the Cold
military,
War.
In
they
the
were
military, you do what you're told.
Great patriots who wanted America to look good. They might have done everything they said. But again, I wasn't there, and if I wasn't there, I don't know.
Claiming that landing does two things. Mm-hmm. Claiming that landing does two things. Number one, it discredits Germany and doesn't give them the credit that they probably deserve. And number two, it lets us poke our finger in Russia's eye during the Cold War, who we
That's right.
with in World War II, the communists. So it accomplishes two things by lying about that.
Well, again, one of the comments that Wernher von Braun said when we grabbed their top rocket scientists of the Nazi regime, when they said, hey, we want to go to the moon, he kind of winked and said, we've already been there. And they said, oh, you can't say that publicly or whatever. It kind of leaked out where he said, we've already done that. We've already sent people there. And they go, but you got to act like we're going to do it for the first time. And he kind of went along, the story goes, with the charade, the space charade. Who knows? Again, more conjecture. Back then, we didn't have 1,000 news agencies and leaked video and social media. So a lot of these stories that have survived the decades a lot of those people are dying off. You know, it was second, third, it was hearsay, witnesses, you know, third hand, fourth hand, fifth hand type people who overheard things in the NASA cafeteria or, you know, a lot of weird news came out like that, from the Marilyn Monroe type of murder to the JFK assassination, RFK assassination, all those things of that era, Jimmy Hoffa, you know, the space race. Very interesting, Lincoln, you know. Makes you wonder.
Americans have been hoodwinked, I think, for a very long time as far as thinking that we've always been this capitalism is the way, and we're like all these technological advancements, and we're the most advanced country in the world. I don't think most people realize that during that time period of World War II especially, I mean, Nationalist Socialist Germany was much more advanced than America. That's why we basically kidnapped their scientists and brought them here under Operation Paperclip.
Oh, yeah, they were, in fact, the news reports were from our own OSS, you know, the Office of Strategic Services, which is the precursor to our CIA. They said, and I've read their documents, our FBI documents in that era, they've said that, and I've read a lot of things about that, they said that the Nazis in the Third Reich were 200 years ahead of America and the West in technology, that the scientists in America were just flabbergasted, for lack of a better word, at the depth and level and sophistication of the German scientists, who were always world-renowned, but they never knew that they had all these things. And it keeps leaking out, doesn't it? I mean, there's a new story every week on Yahoo or YouTube or something about this Nazi scientist is saying this or whatever. And it's amazing because all this technology came into the West right after World War II, right? We had World War II, and yep. We had the Roswell crash in 1947. You can trace everything back to that era because everything in the late 40s going forward was just a massive technology upheaval in America, from radio to TV to satellite to even dental equipment, surgical equipment. Now we have the laptop, you know, we have the cell phone technology. I mean, all this stuff just came out of nowhere, man, right? Like from a science fiction movie. Now, before World War II, technology would churn kind of like the industrial revolution, a cog in a wheel. You know, we would increase our knowledge maybe twofold every century, right? At the most. So the 1800s had a little more technology than the 1700s and so on and so on. And then in 1945, there was an explosion of technology. And, of course, the Nazis were talking to, story has it, the foreign worlds, alien civilizations. Hitler had the first treaty, allegedly, with the people in Orion and the Pleiades, and they had contacted those people. They had the Vril Society. These are deep subjects that they had that psychic, Maria Orsic, who could communicate with them, and she would sit out there, and they'd put her in the middle of a room in the SS castle and have her write out just volumes of graphs, equations, sketches, and she would be in this trance, right? And they would give it to their scientists and go, figure this out, what is it, and let's reverse engineer it. And that's how they came up with all these things for the jet fighter.
I've never heard about a psychic that communicated with aliens and had treaty. I've never heard any of that. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you.
You have on my show because it's real, and it has to have here's a name for you. I'm a very well-read guy. Maria Orsic, O-R-S-I-C. I'm pretty sure that's how she pronounces her name. She was this gorgeous German blonde. You research it on your own, as I have for years, and also the Vril Society. Maria Orsic, O-R-S-I-C as in Charlie, and Vril, V-R-I-L. Research those two things. She was in the Vril Society. That was a top secret society. There was also the Thule Society, T-H-U-L-E. I'm a smart guy, Lincoln. I know what I'm talking about. And you can research those things. And I'm also a Purdue grad, by the way. But you can research those things, and it will lead you to some fascinating videos and books and things. And that this is supposedly now where Hitler got the Die Glock, the UFO, the Foo Fighters that our Allied pilots saw over World War II. You've heard of the Foo Fighters, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, those are those little orbs that all Allied pilots say were coming from Germany. Also, there was a UFO crash in Germany that doesn't get as much, that landed, I believe, don't quote me, 36 or 37. They had a UFO crash in Bavaria before our Roswell. Hardly gets any press. But again, Hitler was in charge, and he reverse engineered that craft, supposedly, and that's how he, again, there's a lot of, he was into everything. He sent those researchers to Antarctica. He sent SS officers to India and China and Tibet, as you know, to discover new worlds. He was trying to find the spear of destiny, which is called the spear that the Roman soldier used to pierce, the flesh of Jesus on the cross. There's a lot of stuff out there. There is supposedly, if you look up Operation or Project Looking Glass. And that's a project that, and the Nazis had similar projects of, they were in the time travel, man. They were in the teleportation. They supposedly were, that girl, Maria Orsic, she has some very cryptic photographs of her. She's a gorgeous woman, and she did exist. And they have her in front of a UFO. They have her on the internet. You can pull up her name, and it's amazing stuff. So she's not fake. They have photographs of her.
I'm familiar with everything you just said, except for the woman, like psychically, you know, the psychic woman talking to speaking to them.
Yes, they would actually bring her in. Yeah, she was a medium. She was a channeler, and she was one of several. But she was a group of women, blonde-haired women, that they brought in who had these abilities, because the SS and the Nazis were very into this stuff. They brought her in, and they just started giving her tests. And they said, wow, she can, like, probably simple psychological tests, like what's the number behind this card? And she nailed it every time. I mean, one of those kind of people, almost like a female Rain Man, if you will. But she had an ability to communicate and go into these trances, and that's how all the secret societies started in the Reich. It's very interesting because a lot of our scientists and technicians came from the Third Reich, and it was Operation Paperclip to go in there and physically take these technicians for our rocket program and our technology and American industry, because they were already thinking about, you know, life after the war, right? Fascinating stuff, man.
Yeah, come work for us or get Nuremberg.
Well, or go to the Russians, where it's a lot worse. So they all wanted to come to America. Oh, they all wanted to come over here. Wernher von Braun, you know, there's many photographs of him talking to John F. Kennedy, and he told John F. Kennedy a lot of secrets, a lot of things. Our president, who was shot as well. But, you know, it's fascinating history, man, but I always say truth is stranger than fiction, man. I mean, it really is. You don't need to go to a movie. This stuff really went down, you know.
You know, JFK did have an interesting statement one time in a diary of his where he said that Hitler is a man that legends are made of.
That's right. He said that, and he caught some hell for it, but he said Adolf Hitler is one of the historical figures, more or less, to paraphrase, that legends are made out of. And he's right. Because it's not about – Hitler was no saint. But it's just that that guy was into everything. He was trying to, and of course during the war, there's the reality of the war, and people, you know, now the propagandists on both sides are out there, but they say he tried to take over the world. No, there's no way the Nazis could take over the world. They can barely hold on to Europe. Okay, capiche? They barely had enough troops to keep France from being invaded, and got invaded anyway. With D-Day, they didn't have enough people, and that was one of the things that Hitler lamented was, I don't have enough people, enough resources, enough oil to keep what I got. He couldn't. There's no way the guy could have, but they used that as a justification to go in there, and they wanted all that Nazi technology. And also, the Germans had the best.
They could have ever taken over the world.
There's no way. No. I laugh whenever I hear that.
They didn't have the air force to get here. They didn't have a Navy. Basically, the Navy was very non-existent other than some U-boats.
Right.
They didn't have much of a Navy. They could have not have made it to the United States coast whatsoever.
No, the Allies. Right, the Allies bombed. There was no Luftwaffe for the last year of the war. That's why the Germans were open to all the aerial bombardment by the RAF and the American 8th Air Force. They didn't have their Luftwaffe was destroyed in Russia and by Allied bombers. Yeah. So there's no way they could have taken over. I always laugh at that. Whenever you hear that, folks, that is BS. More Bernie Sanders. There's no way the Nazis were going to take over the world. They didn't have the technology, much like the New World Order doesn't have the technology today.
Well,
were they scary to people? Yes.
Well, of course, he's going to slander them every chance he gets.
Well, yeah, and the thing is he had the V-1 and V-2 rockets, but they didn't do that much damage, but they were a terror weapon, yes. But, you know, man, it's like, God, that's why I always tell people history to me is fascinating, because what really happens, you don't need to read it in a book, just look around you, you know? But so I was there. I was there in World War II.
On a completely different topic.
I remember it.
Different topic. Did you just happen to see the video that went viral today of the old man that owns the shop in Washington when this like 6 foot something freak show faggot wearing a skirt calling himself a woman went into this Star Wars shop and. Apparently, this guy had a sign in his shop that said,
"No, I have not seen
dick,
that.
You're not a chick." Oh my!
What
God,
happened?
It's absolutely problem.
That sounds funny.
He had a sign up. It's a Star Wars. It's a Star Wars shop. All the guy does is sell Star Wars memorabilia. But he had a sign up in his shop that said, simply, and he's like a 70-year-old guy, he had a sign up that said, if you have a dick, you're not a chick, which is true. But, yeah, this trans thing, this fag and a scroot, saw it and just went absolutely bananas, like went at just off. And this old man just thought he just was relentless. He's like, you know, the whole problem with you is that no one stands up to you. You just get to run over and bully everyone. You're not a chick. You're not a chick. You're not a chick. Do you have a dick? You're not a chick. And he was just goes on for like 8 minutes of – I mean, he even follows this degenerate freak outside his door, like yelling at this fucking freak. This freak.
Wow.
It's absolutely hilarious. I mean, you got it. If you haven't seen that, you should see it. It'll probably be on Gab. It's all over Telegram. I'm sure it'll be on Gab, here soon. If you haven't seen it, you definitely should. It's hilarious. I actually went to the guy's website tonight to try to buy something. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, they don't sell things online because I wanted to support the guy because where he's located in Washington, I'm sure that Antifa is going to be busting his windows in a few days.
Right, exactly. Oh, my God, that's fascinating. Yeah, that's funny as hell, man. I mean, look, how dare you in America say anything about those people? How dare you? That's what they're really saying,
how dare
right?
You have some comedy.
Lincoln, thank you, buddy.
How dare you have comedy.
I know, man. I can't wait to watch that video, brother. Have a great night, man.
Hey, hail victory, Vaughn.
Thank you. Hail victory. It's Lincoln in flyover country there. Great guy, great caller. Let's get to another caller here. I think this is a new caller here. Hello, you're on the Von Wien Show. What's your name and where are you from?
John from Mel Gibson.
You're
again.
Live. Mel Gibson, yeah, man. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself, man?
Oh, doing great, man. Having a good show tonight and getting a lot of news out there and a lot of and fun stuff too. So,
yeah, I mean, there's a couple of disagreements I have there, but I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I know the Germans were highly advanced. That's why the whole Operation Paperclip happened. But I mean, if you follow even Wernher von Braun on his gravestone, you know, that's why I don't think we ever went to the moon ever. Is because, like, if you look at the bomb that's on his gravestone, it talks about the firmament. And, I mean, yeah, I do believe that, you know, we went, you know, like, that they went all the way into Antarctica and everything. But I think what the truth is, you know, I think it's a little bit more biblical. And, like, there's even a video of Stanley Kubrick, you know, that has to do with the moon landing and everything, saying that, like, you know, like, he did a confessional video. Where he was talking about,
I heard about that.
You know, like, yeah, like where it's pretty much all faith. And, you know, he was doing a confessional video, like, you know, he was, you know, making his confession.
And then he was killed.
God.
Then he died very, very quickly afterwards, too.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
He died very quickly afterwards. Whenever these guys come out and do a confessional video or something, within a year or within 6 months, they're dead.
Yeah.
And that was another one. When I heard that Stanley Kubrick had died, I went, he's too young to die. That's strange.
Yeah, it was probably right after he made that confession video. But, you know, like, even though I do believe that we have anti-gravity and all that, just because, yeah, I think the physics of this world is a little bit different than, you know, what they tell us it is and the gravity is, you know, like, I think the gravity is more related to density than anything, you know?
Right.
But, in my honest opinion, I think we're in a closed system, you know? But, I mean, I don't want to go too far off into that, you know, because I don't want to scare off any viewers or anything.
Oh, you mean
but,
like
I mean,
a dome being over the world? A dome? The dome theory?
Well, you know, maybe of sorts, or, you know, maybe we're on a world that's a lot bigger than what they tell us it is, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like...
Yeah.
Because, like, the mathematics don't line up, even, like, you know, across big bodies of water and everything.
I agree.
You know,
I totally agree with you.
So,
in fact, fighter pilots say that when they're flying that their instruments sometimes act up and they can't see the curvature of the Earth. And then sometimes they can.
Well, I don't think the curvature
really
is there. I don't think it is there. And if we are not in a dome, you know, like maybe we're on just like a plane or a realm or something, you know, like it's just something that they can't explain, you know.
Right, but, right. Well, this is like, now we're in the, we're in the realm of the Coast to Coast series and Art Bell. I used to love the Art Bell show. And he used to talk about these things all the time, right? And to me, they're fascinating because when you talk to these people supposedly in the know, I think our reality, what we – that's why I – well, to back up, Mel, there's a method to my madness. That's why in my monologue I quoted P.T. Barnum, who said, believe only half of what you see and none of what you read.
And you think of what – yeah, nothing of what you hear, you know.
And I'm saying, right. And so even he knew back then in his era, 100 years ago and longer, that the news and things they tell you were bogus. Who knows what really is beyond this world? Are we really in a world of trillions and trillions of miles around us of just black space?
I
don't know.
I don't think so.
I
don't
know.
Think so. And you know,
I know
that,
we're
here.
I know we're alive. Yeah.
Yeah. What you were talking about earlier with that whole Planet X thing, you know, from within, you know, our system, you know, the whole Anunnaki thing.
Right.
I mean, yeah, I do believe in Nimrod and all that. But, you know, I do believe it's a little bit more biblical. But I also believe that,
could be,
you know, if that whole planet was coming and it's going to destroy most of the Earth anyways, and they're going to be hiding underground, like most of the people aren't going to survive anyways. So there wouldn't even be any need for the vaccine, you know, like the heavy push for this vaccine, you know, because most people are not even survive that, you know.
Well, yes, but they want to make sure of it because they want to, they figure it this way, if the vaccine doesn't get you, the storm will. And when they come out of their bunkers, the elites want a world of, let's say, out of 7 billion, let's say 100,000 survive. And that's going to be probably the odds. Let's say a million survive. To them, a million is much easier to control than 7 billion.
True.
And so that's the theory. They want to control whatever is left because, one, they're going to start their new world order. And if the flood doesn't get you and the storms, then they're hoping the vaccine's going to get you. So they got two things working for them, and that's the theory behind it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, part of the thing I was sharing earlier, too, with Gladiator, you know, like talking about, like, you know, what might have happened in D.C. before, you know, everything supposedly.
Right.
I mean, like, there's so much disinformation out there. I honestly don't subscribe to that because, I mean, if there was, you know, some kind of firefight or something, there would have been someone capturing it on their camera, and it would have been all over Telegram by now. It won't be over the mainstream or anything, but Telegram, like, yeah, I've seen the craziest things, you know, circulate through Telegram.
Right.
And even though, like, yeah, sometimes it will just disappear because I've had stuff disappear off my phone. But, you know, like, it's still...
Yeah, Telegram and Reddit are both good for that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I really don't subscribe to, like, a lot of the stuff that I see, you know, because I know, like, half of what, you know, you can't believe half what you see and nothing of what you hear, you know, and that is the...
That's right.
But,
yeah, and, look, Paul had a great, great call there. I am, you know, I've heard rumors of what he's talked about before by people who were there that said there was a lot more that went down than what meets the eye. And a lot of people were very quiet about it, not just because of the federal dragnet, but because they saw things that maybe they weren't supposed to see. There's a lot more that's going to be written about that, you know?
Yeah, it's just hard to tell these days what's truth or fiction anymore, you know? But, I don't know, I just...
It's the world that we live in, I know.
Yeah, I go with what's
it's the world that we live in, man. It's crazy.
But
I'm sorry,
I mean,
go ahead.
I think if that would have happened, though, like, yeah, there would have been more going over Telegram. But, yeah, I mean, if, like, if you or any of your viewers want to look at more stuff about, like, the Stanley Kubrick, you know, everything about, like, the whole moon landing thing, which I really don't think, maybe even the moon is not even what they say it is. You know, like, maybe it's not a floating body. You know, like, who knows at this point? But
a lot of people say it's an alien base. It's artificial alien base. Who knows? There's a lot of speculation about a lot of things in this world. All I know is that we're here, and we're short on time. I'd love to talk to you more. Mel, call back next week. Love it talking to you, man. I appreciate your call out there, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's always good talking to you.
Oh, you too, buddy. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. That's Mel Gibson, a great caller there from the Illinois State. Yeah, I would love to speak about these things for hours with our great fans of the show and our smart callers who we have critical thinking skills on my show. We actually analyze things and we can assess them. And a lot of people just don't have that ability. And in the other public airwaves, especially the mothball, the TV news is just more warmed over crap that you don't need, to be blunt. But all I know is that we're here. Let's plan for our future. Let's prepare. Let's take care of each other. And we'll get to more calls in about 1 minute. You mark my words. Yeah, we're going to go to the woods. We're going to get Breath of Surfer on next. And then the Irish Pirate. He's in the batter's box, I know. Brett, how you doing, my friend?
How are you,
Are you
Bob?
There?
Doing great. Yeah, can you hear
man.
Me?
I can hear you good. Wild show tonight,
oh,
man.
Great.
Lots
yeah,
of topics.
Yeah, you're talking to a lot of interesting topics here. Sounds like... aliens and anti-gravity going on, you know, but who knows?
Hell yeah.
You know, you get the great outdoors and I'm on the beach looking at the stars, you know, and looking into infinity, you know, it's really, no one really knows, you know, maybe things are just remaining.
No one knows.
Until, you know, maybe they'll remain a mystery forever. All this, but. We do
well,
know
that's
that
why
we
they
have
call
a
it the mystery of life. Don't they call it the mystery of life? Because
yeah.
We don't know how we even got here. We don't know. You know, people can say, yeah, you were born, but how did the human race get? Scientists today don't know how we got here. I do believe that we are star matter in the sense that we might have been populated or terraformed here. Maybe you were surfing the waves in other galaxies and planets like the Silver Surfer, and now we're surfing the planet Earth, man. By the way, the Silver Surfer is the comic book hero of the Von Wiegand Show for that very reason. Him and Sergeant Rock. And our patron saint is, of course, St. Michael the Archangel. But a lot of strange news, man. It's whatever you want to make of it, I think.
And the big news tonight with the DOJ doing an investigation into the Phoenix Police Department, that's going to be very interesting, you know. I don't, you know,
what's
what are you going to, you know. Well, Biden wants, you know, Department of Justice to investigate Phoenix Police Department. They did that in Seattle. Who knows what could happen? You know, is that going to be towards more defunding of the police or, I don't know. I don't know. It's a scary thing. You know, I'd hate to see what would happen without police officers out there, you know, especially seeing.
I know. I know.
But,
crazy, man.
Influx of immigrants coming across the border, you know, we've got those issues and,
yeah, that's huge. And they're trying to keep our eyes off the border. But on my show, we talk about the border every show, if you noticed. I invoke that border on every show. Unlike other shows, we talk about it. We bring it up. Is it perfect? No. But, my God, we've got to keep it on the front burner here. If we don't, nobody else will.
Yeah, who else is going to discuss that? You know, those issues need to be discussed, and you've got a great platform to do that, man. And you know, I think it's going to we're just gonna have to see, you know, and Godspeed on getting a conservative person in the White House again, and
good luck with that.
You know, yeah. It's going to be an interesting election coming up, you know, and you know, who knows if we're going to go on into another lockdown. It's that would be really devastating for small businesses. And
right.
I think we just need to pray that that doesn't happen. You know, the powers that be, that I don't know. It's just these are very strange times.
they are, man.
You know,
can't make this stuff up if you tried. You know.
Yeah.
It's a strange world, Brett, and we're living in it, and we have to make the best of this world. Just like when the Silver Surfer in the comic book would say, "Galactus, what do I do next as I peer into the abyss of the galaxy and the cosmos?" What do I do? If the Silver Surfer doesn't know in the comic book, how in the hell are we supposed to know? But you take it one day at a time, you know? You do your best.
Yeah, life's fragile. There's
two things I tell people. Stay functional and stay practical. And by all means, think about these things and more. But you got to be functional in the little bit of society that we have left. What are your final thoughts, Brett?
You sure do. You sure do. And you know, I'm just going to – I catch the waves every day and ride that wave of life and positive mental attitude. And that's the secret, man. And knowing that you've been appreciative and thankful. And I think that that's the best we can hope for, you know, and never lose hope. You know, that's one of the most important things. And and you're sort of the place where, you know, we can do that.
This is a show where we never lose hope, Maya friend. We are the new hope of the, and we are the revolution, and we are like in the movie Star Wars. We are in the never-ending galaxy. This is the never-ending show, and we'll be here for 1,000 years. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it, man. Have a great night,
thank
amigo.
You, have a good night. Thanks, bro.
Thank you, man. You got it. That's the Surfer, folks. Now let's get the Irish Pirate on. I know he's chomping at the bit. Irish, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Doing pretty good. Did send you a little cleaned up copy of our little chat back on Tuesday on the Bachelor Show. Thought you might like what that would sound like when it was all scrubbed up.
Nice.
Some of the subjects that you brought up here, I recently bought from Mike Lindell, trying to support him. And I'm really impressed with what he's trying to do. He came out even as late as last month saying, I've got a 9-0 decision in the Supreme Court. The hard part is actually getting it heard, which is kind of the point. Same thing with the lunar landing or not. I mean, there's no way to really prove or disprove it at this point. There's too much that we don't know. But I can't tell you this part that nobody's brought up. This came up actually in a Coast to Coast. And that is, they knew back then that they would need some sort of something for us to look at. So they made a map of the moon, you know, via lithograph. They actually made one, whether it's accurate or not. But they didn't know how closely we were going to be able to analyze that map. They didn't have the technologies back in the late 60s to even understand how we would be able to look at documents today. And I've done a lot of scientific work dealing with rastering and lithography and stuff like that. The important thing is this. I can't remember how late it was, but we ended up taking a chance to be able to look at it with, for example, lasers, that lithography from 1969. And the one thing they could prove, they whited out what they didn't want us to see. That was not a true lithograph.
That's right.
They faked it. Just like the COVID-19, they faked it. Just like PCR tests, what they're using it for is fake. And it'll always, everything scientific at this point that you're going to get a hold of is arbitrary. Let's face it. We're not going to get what we really want without doing what we've been doing, which is digging like a madman. And so, I highly recommend if you know a patriot that's in business. Today, InfoWars came out and basically said FCC's getting ready to do a practice drill of holding a complete lockdown on the internet and whatnot on August 11. And I was going to announce today that I am going to get back into the chess world. I'm pretty sure. I think that's going to happen. And I was holding back, and I gave you the topics on that. It still might not happen because here's what I'm seeing. Now I've got this from multiple school districts in the area. They're not anywhere near each other, so they're all in on it. And it kind of goes like this. The website will be talking about Arizona's got a law that says you're not going to mask people forcibly and you're not going to inject people forcibly. There's a law on the books. Now, we know what they think about their own laws. And so you got to look for so how are they going to be able to usurp that? Because for us, that's locked in stone. We read it and we want to abide by it. We believe in law. Law should be strong, unlike what it is right now. But it's not. The same parent handbook from all these school districts turns around and acts like that law doesn't exist. It talks about if COVID, quote unquote, is active in your area. What does that mean? Then we could throw out all the rules and we can lock you down tighter than Joe Biggs in a D.C. jail. I mean, give me a break. This is ridiculous. So
I know.
The neat thing is I plan on getting into the school district. I'll just be a volunteer one. I'm not going to ask for any money. That way I can duck and weave and get where I need to go. But I have a feeling what's going to happen is I'm going to get a chance to see stuff happening real time that other people might not have the ability to be a whistleblower to do. I see myself probably as a whistleblower in the next 2 to 3 months because I want to get in there. I want to do what's best for the children. These people have no interest in what's best for the children. And if I have to spark off, so be it. But in the meantime, we have to keep looking for how they're going to try to usurp what should be precedent law. In other words, what can you do that isn't constitutional? What can you do that isn't in the Nuremberg Code? You know, supposedly it's a treaty we're supposed to abide by, but none of this is happening. And we knew none of this would be happening. And so out of the diligence of our own need for citizenry, which, you know, it's questionable. I mean, if citizen means subject, I'm not one. It's an election to be a citizen, as you could ask any illegal alien. But I would rather be a citizen. I'd rather have, very simply put, if I'm independent of the government, then the government has to work for me. And the moment I'm dependent on the government, then I work for them. And I don't want to work for them. They're, as an employer, they are crap. You know, someone who has authority, we've all seen bosses who take advantage of their secretaries and whatnot. That's exactly what's going to happen to you if the government is issuing dictations to you. Your lung
now, what's wrong with that?
Extreme.
What's wrong with that, Irish? No, just kidding.
Yeah.
That's not like a class for Cuomo.
Yeah. Yeah, ask Cuomo what it's like to have a boss like him.
Right,
he'll
right.
brag about it. Yeah, so we're in that very interesting time.
Back in the good old days, in American band. Yeah, right, right. In Irish, back in the good old days, an American man could afford to have a secretary and have a little fling. Now, what used to be normal in American business, it's sexual harassment. How dare you? But that was quite the norm back in the day. I mean, tit for tat, pun intended, but go ahead, sir.
I'm old fashioned.
I had to get that in there.
Fling. I'm old fashioned. I want my flings with my wife. I was like that. I could go out on my wife with my wife.
If you're not married, there was always the secretary is what I'm getting at. But yeah, if you have a wife, that's a whole different situation.
Yeah,
right.
I have a book on my bookshelf that says Date Your Wife. It's kind of a cool book. Yeah, when I'm single though, so it's two consenting adults at that point. And the hard part
for me, like we brought up on
the Bachelor show, analytical people keep catching hypocrisy. And that deals not only with politics, but in social issues. And like you were earlier saying, my body, my choice, I don't want to use their arguments, though, because they keep coming up with bad arguments. That's the only reason I want to use
them. My point is, it's so much fun to throw it back in their face. It's so much fun.
I'd throw it out there.
They just cringe.
I did the research, and I don't remember if I got you in on this, but like if an employer came to me and said, if you're going to work for us now, you must get jabbed, my response to that is conditional yes. I've now signed up with you as the healthiest, most capable, intellectually available person that you could possibly hire, and that's why I'm offering this for the money that you're offering and the other perks that you might have. And so my question to you is, since I didn't think I needed a jab, are you willing to take on full responsibility for everything it causes? You're going to pay for everything. And they're going to do one of two things. I have a couple of cynical friends of mine. I'm glad they did this. They'll say, well, we're going to pay for it anyway. And you, those are people I just say, look,
I like that word
for you. You don't understand. You'll do what I tell you to do. And my response to that is,
we want to hear more of those voiceovers, man.
You're going to jab. Now, if you say yes, you're going to jab, I'm going to say, I ain't working for you. And if you say, no, I can't take on that responsibility, it's like, I knew you were intelligent enough to understand how to pinch a penny. So why are you making people do it for you? Because eventually, that's a lawsuit. I'd rather you avoid that and hire me. And if they're willing to go there, if they're willing to negotiate, I'll find people that are willing to work with me instead of against me. And I expect all the Americans that want a job, and you better get one as soon as you can, because there's not as many. You can then help create a workplace that's worth working in. You don't expect there's a bunch of AI going around and bad bosses everywhere. And you're suddenly now, because you need it, you're going to go find a job. Are you crazy? Oh, but I'm getting severance pay. It's like, give me a break.
God,
the severance is you from reality. Yeah, severance
that's
is
right.
you from reality.
Irish, thank you so much, man. Have a great night for calling, and we thank you for calling the show. Our tech wizard, folks, Irish Pirate.
Thank you, sir.
Wonderful call there. We are pressed for time. I can talk for hours with all of you. Trust me, it's in my bucket list. I would love to do that. There's so much intel we bring to the American people and conjecture. This is the smartest radio show. Now, to sum up the show tonight, you heard a lot of things. We put some things out there for fun. Some are very serious. But I'll leave it up to you, Mr. and Mrs. America, to figure out which is which. We know that a full-scale replica of the White House has been constructed on a U.S. military base in Georgia, Fort McPherson, to be exact, now defunct. A fake White House for a fake president. And the U.S. military, they say, is all in on it to deceive the American people. Yet we know there are many patriots inside the federal alphabet agencies and the U.S. military as well. So we are very fair. We know they are there. But after the brazen election fraud that took place in the November 2020 U.S. presidential election, weird imagery started becoming public whenever the illegitimate president, Joe Biden, went on TV or held press conferences, as I have spoke to you during my monologue. Other callers have picked up on this as well. They've also brought it up tonight. Many people have picked up on the fraud by noting Hollywood-style movie studios and those type of mistakes that are clearly evident in some of the imagery. Is there a Joe Biden double? Is he a doppelganger that we see once in a while, where his earlobes and eyebrows and hair don't quite match what we know of the real Joe Biden? Why do walls come apart in photographs where we have crumpled up gold draperies? Why is it when Joe Biden speaks, there's a parking lot with a truck in it outside the windows of the presumably Oval Office that's being presented to us, being portrayed by the media? These are questions that we will keep asking. We will keep pressing. A lot of strange things are going on in this country right now. I believe they're trying to snow you, Mr. and Mrs. America. And we thank you for listening. We know that you're out there in the millions. Always tune in every Thursday night for the show and the first Tuesday of each month that our Irish pirate mentioned. The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy is the first Tuesday of each month, where we do talk about some intrigue in politics that affect the man on the street in America today. Just know from my mind and my heart that masks are only for the peasants and the serfs and the little people, as they say. The CDC stands for can't decide correctly because they keep changing their minds. And stop pretending that all the experts agree about masks and social distancing, as they do not. They clearly do not. What you really mean is that all the people out on TV agree with these solutions. This show is your solution, America. There are countless doctors and virologists, epidemiologists, and other physicians and scientists who have been speaking out about these draconian government measures for months. If you don't already know that, it just proves that you don't know what's really going on and you're not paying attention. We hope that you pay attention to the show and that we appreciate your patronage. Call the show and email and write us at any time. My Mountain Stronghold, we're signing off tonight for another great broadcast day. We love you, America, and we want you back in the way that you should be from our U.S. Constitution. And with that, I bid you all a great night. Stay safe out there. Until next week, thank you all.